All righty. In 3, 2, 1. It's time now for Wildcat News. It happens every Wednesday at this time, about 7:20. A chance for the schools to kind of open their doors and let us in and talk about all the things that are happening within the district. This morning, we have Jessica Goodnow on the phone, assistant high school principal. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. I'm doing well. It's good to be a Wildcat.
It is great to be a Wildcat. Yeah, we have the start of the school year, and I think kids have adjusted pretty well, other than maybe the long bus rides. But, you know, it's just all part of rural living, isn't it?
It is, and I always think it builds character when you can survive a bus route, you can survive rules and procedures. It just bodes well for everybody in the long run, right?
It does. Absolutely. Good life lessons. Today we're going to be talking about things in the high school and, of course, safety. I know that there have been a lot of new additions to the school, and security and safety is one of them. You want to bring us up to speed on where you're at with all of that?
I would love to. Safety continues to be the number one priority, and I feel not only very honored to be a part of it, but to see the own priorities affect my own children that come to our district. So I would say, you know, the number one win that we have so far with safety right now is our resource deputy, Michael Vincent. He not only has helped with just the overall feeling of safety, but he's just a stand-up guy and has really meshed well with our staff, has provided lots of answers to questions that I'm sure people have thought about, but trust his uniform, trust his badge, trust his years of living in this community and working for the sheriff's department. So he spends a lot of his time at the high school, but he is very present in every building around our district. I know that he enjoys getting on those new swings at Meese Elementary. So he has been a really great addition to our staff. That's the number one win, I would say, with safety and with our parking lot. We've increased our supervision in our parking lot. There has been a history in the high school parking lot of vandalism, of inappropriate behavior. So not only partnering with Deputy Vincent, but just throughout the school day, we've made it very clear to students that the parking lot is not an area for you to hang out when it's lunchtime or hang out when you have a study hall. You just need to be supervised at all times. And, you know, we've seen what the community of Perry has gone through. We would never want to feel like that would be our only rationale for students not being supervised. But we just want to make sure that they are always with an adult, or an adult always knows where they are. But other great things for safety around the district are our specials at Taft Elementary are all on site. So there's a great new beautiful gym at Taft Elementary. There's no walking across the road to the Alpha Building, our music room, and there's no longer shared spaces for art and STEM. So that's been a great addition at Taft. If you drive past Meese, you'll see some vinyl stickers on the doors and the windows, and we'll keep adding those, not just to show the pride that we have as Wildcats, but also to make our buildings safe for those inside. That, you know, outsiders need to follow our visitor procedures when they do want to see inside, but they don't get that access to our students. But there's so much more, Pat, that I could keep talking about, but just really wonderful improvements that are going to keep continuing as the school year progresses.
I have always been impressed with the school district. You can tell that there is a very high level of care at all levels within the Humboldt School District. So that's nice to see. It's nice to hear. You know, one of the other things, too, is, of course, it's been a thing forever, but it's really been a good focus is mental health. Mental health with the students, and you have some updates on that for us too, don't you?
Yeah, we really care about physical safety, but we also care about that emotional safety piece when we do talk about our students and staff and their mental health. So on site in all of our buildings, so I'm talking Nice, Taft, the middle school and high school, we partner with therapists that they work through our Humboldt Community Memorial Hospital, but we also have a couple other entities that would do telehealth for our students that we just have great coverage when it comes to allowing therapists to come on site and meet with our students when there are pressing concerns in their lives that go outside of the academic and the social realm that our teachers focus on. So specifically in our high school, we've adopted a great block of time in our day that the elementaries do really well. They do morning meetings. Our middle school does it really well too. It's called prime times, where they have an adult that is their adult, I guess you could say. It's their trusted adult. The high school calls it our homerooms, and every student in our high school, freshmen to seniors, have a homeroom time right after lunch. And two out of the four school days that we meet are focused using a curriculum called Character Strong. And that's what we want. That's what I want, is to look at our high school students and say, wow, they've got a strong character. So our school counselor, Emily Lane, is working on making sure all of our teachers are supported in that. But just across the district, all of our students should be able to say that they can point to one adult in the building that cares about them and that is checking in on them.
Nice. We're talking with Assistant High School Principal Jessica Goodnow, and you're also the Director of Safety and Mental Health. So thank you again for taking time to visit. I do want to talk about some of the updates at the high school. What do you have going on there?
We have a new, beautiful front office, and it has been a change for our students to use that front office when you're driving past on Wildcat Road here. You'll see it. It's towards the rec center, but our students during the hours of 8:15 to 3:20, that is the only way that they can exit and enter our building. They're doing so well with that. It is an extra walk, and that is why we've prioritized the parking in our west lot. So our seniors are really the only students that need to shuffle in and out. They get a privilege called Open Campus, so they get the closest parking spaces on that walk, and then we stagger it based on their grade levels. So the front entrance, you'll see it right away. That's one of the big changes that has happened, and the safe entering and exiting of our building has gone so very well. But we do have some new attendance laws from the state that we're implementing. Our students and our families are doing wonderfully at communicating when a student has to be gone, why they're gone. It's really, there's no amount of time that we want our students to be gone from school, but we do understand that it happens, and we want as much notice as we can. But all of our, like the freshmen through the seniors, are above the state average when it comes to having great attendance, and that's 93%. So all of our grade levels are doing very well these first, I think we're on day 12 of wow. School. So I'm very proud of all of them, and you know, it just, when you can be in school, it directly affects that future for you, that employability. We want you to be reliable, good humans. So we're seeing that with the changes. The students might think there's a lot more rules this year, but I think it's good for them, and everybody's doing so well.
So glad to hear your drive, your commitment to being better at all levels shows. It shows through the attention to the new laws, just all of the safety, of course, the mental health, and just some of the changes that are going on with buildings throughout the district. It's just wonderful. It's what a great school. And I wish you well through the school year.
Pat. Thanks so much. It's always fun to chat with you.
Well, this is Wildcat News. Our guest this morning has been Jessica Goodnow. She's the assistant high school principal and director of safety and mental health. Do you want to say go Cats or do you want me to say go Cats?
I think we should say it together.
Okay, on three. One,
on three.
Two, three. Go Cats.
Go Cats.
All right. I can dub that and that'll be perfect.